grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. The epistle that has from ancient times been appointed to be read on Palm Sunday is taken from St. Paul's letter to Christians in the city of Philippi. Listen again to these words, which in such a wonderful way tell us what Jesus has done for us, and what we should therefore be and do in response to his astonishing love. St. Paul writes, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the glory of God the Father." Now, before I say anything else about these words, I want first to say that St. Paul here seems to be quoting a hymn which was already in use among Christians even before he wrote his letter to the Christians in Philippi. Now, that in no way calls into question the fact that these words, like all of Holy Scripture, are given by inspiration of God the Holy Spirit, who in this case led St. Paul to use these words to express what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived, the astonishing love of God for his frail, sinful human creatures, whom God has, in his great love, called out of nothingness into being. These words are, in fact, a wonderful summary of our whole faith. For here we learn that Jesus is the eternal Son of the Father. Paul says that Jesus was in the form of God, but didn't consider his equality with God a thing to be grasped, but instead, out of love for us, took on himself flesh and blood, the very humanity that is yours and mine. And that instead of grasping the form of God, he instead took on himself the form of a servant and humbled himself even to the shameful death of a Roman cross. He descended into the uttermost depths of human misery, the uttermost depths. A descent which comes to its climax when on the cross he cries out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Here we face an impenetrable, unfathomable mystery. A mystery the human mind can never fathom, nor human words ever express. And the mystery is this, that the one who from all eternity is the Father's only Son, and therefore one of the Holy Trinity, here so completely takes on himself the plight of sinners under condemnation for their sin, that he even suffers the pangs of the damned, the loss of God. Now, how it's possible for him who is God to experience the loss of God, the loss of the awareness of the divine presence, is mystery, mystery beyond understanding. But St. Paul points to this mystery when in his second letter to the Christians at Corinth, he writes of the Son of God, "For our sake, God made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might be made the righteousness of God." For our sake, God made him to be sin, which means that the Son of God not only shares completely the very humanity that is yours and mine, but that he also shares in the sentence of condemnation which lies on us who have rebelled against our Maker, and so cries out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" God the Son takes on himself all that is ours, that he might then give us all that is his. The blessed peace and joy of the children of God, a peace and a joy we already know in part in this world, a peace and joy that will be fully known when by his mercy we share in the life of the world to come. But this ancient Christian hymn quoted by Paul doesn't end with Christ's humiliation and his descent, but goes on to say that because Christ so humbled himself, even to the death of the cross, God the Father has also highly exalted him, raising him from death and enthroning him not only as true God, but also as true man. our still fully human brother, and has given him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And so, even on this first day of the Holy Week of our Lord's great suffering and death, we also celebrate his triumphant resurrection and ascension, and we rejoice in the promise of his coming again, when the whole creation will bow before him and acknowledge him as Lord, the Lord of love. All this Christ has done for you and for me, and for every human being who has ever lived or will ever live. And because of his great humility in saving us, you and I are called to follow him in humbly serving our neighbor with the selfless, self-giving, suffering love we've known in him, who is both our God and our Lord and our merciful Savior. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.